Father, we have come before you with praise on our lips and in our hearts, Lord. We lift you up as Lord of all, everything concerning us and everything concerning everything in all creation. You are Lord of everything. There is nothing that you don't touch. There is nothing that you don't have in the palm of your hand. And that includes our lives, Lord. Everything concerning us, Lord, we dedicate to you. Everything we value, we lay in your hands. Everything that we possess, we dedicate to you for your use. We make ourselves available to you, Lord. We give you our time. We give you our energy. We give you our thoughts. We lay everything before you, Lord. Because we belong to you, Lord. We are your property. We are owned by you, Lord. And we are glad that we're owned by you, Lord. We are glad to be part of your kingdom, part of your domain. We thank you, Lord, that you have put within us your spirit and made us your own. You have adopted us into your kingdom. When we don't deserve anything but hell, death, and the grave, you have given us eternal life. And in this life, you have given us the ability to possess all things, to have dominion over all things in our world, in our families. We have the ability to bring your spirit into their lives and to change our entire family structure. And we are one big family, Lord. We all are of the family of God. We are your children, your sons. All that are in this place are your sons. But the whole church, Lord, are your sons and daughters. We are one big family that has the name of Jesus Christ at the end of our name. You have chosen us in the Beloved. You have made us partakers of the heavenly gift. You have made us able to be seated in heavenly places with Christ, far above all power and principality, all dominion, every name that is named in heaven and earth. And we are seated in those places, far above all those powers and principalities, having rulership over all things. We are kings and priests with you, and we take dominion in your name over everything that would try to exalt itself against you, Lord. We speak life into ourselves. We speak life into our midst. We speak life into those that we come in contact with. We speak blessing and honor over everything that is before us, that there would be no contention, nothing that would arise against us, that would speak against us, that would have any authority or power or influence over our lives, except for that which you have said, Lord. We receive your word. We receive your, I guess the right word would be benediction. The benediction of God over our lives. So, Father, we thank you for speaking your word into us, Lord. Speaking your word into our hearts and making us a new creation and giving us everything that we need for life and godliness. We put our hope and our trust in you today, Lord. We put our confidence in you, not in our flesh, not in our own ability, not in our own reasoning, not in our own understanding, but in your wisdom that is within us, within your mind that is within us. That is what we are dwelling in, Lord. That is what we are abiding in, so that we can bear much fruit according to your word, Lord. As long as we abide in your word, you abide in us, we will bear much fruit. Fruit that lasts, Lord. And the fruit that we most want to bear, Lord, is the lives of others that we impact for your kingdom, Lord. That for eternity they will get to know you even as we know you, Lord. And that we would know you all the more by the power of your Spirit operating through us. In Jesus Christ's name, we dedicate this day to you and everything that it holds. We give you all the glory and praise due you, because you are a great and wonderful God. You are omnipotent. You are omniscient. You are all-powerful. There is nothing out of your reach. And we give you all the praise and glory that's due you, Lord. You are our King, our Lord, our Savior, and our friend. We thank you for a sweet fellowship with your Spirit, Lord. We dedicate it all to you in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. So be it.